Ok. Adana po si Renjani, Mr. Bobby Fischer through Bombo Pablo Mercado. Bombo Pablo, please go ahead.
Okay, Bombo Melchor. Okay, are we on air? All right. We're on the air right now, and tonight it's the night of Saturday. It's October 2 here in the Philippines, and our time is 6 minutes past the hour of 8. We have with us the world chess champion, Bobby Fischer, and this, I think, is the third time that we will be able to talk with him regarding his situation. He's still in Japan right now. Bobby, how are you?
Yeah, okay, Pablo. How you doing?
Fine. How about you?
Yeah, I'm still here in prison, you know, on this trumped up charges of violating some visa regulation, you know?
Yeah, well, why? I thought they would be bringing you somewhere else since last time that I talked with you.
No, I'm still here. I think they want me here because they're trying to kill me with nuclear radiation.
Oh, why is that?
Well, I've discovered now that this place I am at is near, I'm in Ibaraki Prefecture. This is Ishuki.
Ishuki.
And I've discovered that this is near the site of Japan's worst nuclear power disaster 5 years ago.
Is that so?
Yeah, and several people died in the accident, and I think everybody in this city, Tokai, where they had that disaster, had to stay inside their house, and I think they all got some exposure. I don't know how many people are sick or dying since then, you know?
Yes.
But anyway, I'm very afraid of nuclear power. I always told you that you're better off in Japan, right?
That's right.
Because you have no nuclear power plants there.
No.
Fortunately, in the Philippines.
Yes.
But they've got 60 here in Japan. And I am near the site of the worst one, that the worst accident they ever had. So against my will, they have taken me to this site to kill me or to take 5 or 10 or more years off my life.
Uh-huh.
By poisoning me with nuclear radiation.
Uh-huh.
Very, very vicious, you know?
Yes. Is that far from the holding cell that they put you back first time?
Is it farther? You mean when at the airport?
Yes.
Yeah, the airport is farther away, I'm pretty sure, from this nuclear power plant, because I'm in the same prefecture. This is Ibaraki Prefecture.
Uh-huh.
I'm about 60, I think they told me 50 or 60 kilometers from Tokai.
From Tokai.
They had this accident September 30th, 1999. It's just the fifth anniversary, was a few days ago.
Really?
Of the accident. They had a lot of publicity about it.
Yeah.
So I think this was a part of the calculations of the United States to take me here to try to pump me up with as much nuclear radiation as possible, so even if I get out of here, I will die prematurely. You understand?
Yes, yes, I do.
They're very, very vicious, very calculating, the Jews. You see?
Uh-huh.
Absolutely criminal. I'm here against my will. I was kidnapped by the Japanese government, you know. Absolutely no legality to any of this.
Was that the only development since the last time I talked with you? I thought they would be about ready to bring you back to the States then.
Well, we blocked that in the court.
Uh-huh.
I have a pretty good lawyer. She went to court, and they blocked it. So it's in the courts now.
Uh-huh.
They have a deportation order for me that the Ministry of Justice signed to deport me to the U.S., but then right away, my lawyer went to the court the same evening that they gave me this signed deportation order. They told me they were going to send me back that very night.
So it did not happen?
It didn't happen, no, because she blocked it. It's in the courts now.
Yeah, all right.
So they haven't decided it yet. I think before they can send me back, they have to decide it in the courts and have to give my lawyer a chance to go into court plead my position, you know what I mean?
Was there no hearing yet?
No, they haven't had the hearing yet, no, it hasn't been decided yet.
Oh.
These things can take a very long time here, Pablo.
So you know,
they've got other prisoners who've been here for years.
So you'll be stuck there,
people getting nuclear radiation, no?
Yeah, yes.
Yeah, they're very vicious, you know? Very, very vicious.
Have you tried to communicate with the Japanese officials, say, ask them to bring you somewhere else so it's safe. Please.
I'm trying to get out of here on provisional release. I have another immigration center where some of my other cellmates were just sent a few days ago.
Mm-hmm.
It's in Nagasaki.
Nagasaki.
Which is also not so great if you don't like the radiation, right?
That's right.
That's where they dropped an atom bomb in the U.S., right?
Why do they want to put you in a place where there's been some nuclear, accident?
Yeah, I don't know. They want to kill me, I guess. Make me sick. I think would prefer, rather than kill me, but I die a painful death of cancer, you know?
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah.
Yeah.
How have they been treating you so far, anyway?
Well, other than the fact that I'm near this nuclear power plant against my will, I'm locked up here.
Mm-hmm.
And also, I think there's some kind of, I'm getting radio waves here, you know? I have a little radio they let me use here.
Uh-huh.
I use it with the earphone. But almost none of the stations work. I don't know. It's all blocked somehow. But
really?
I don't want people to, I don't know what the deal is, but everything seems blocked. And I think there's all kind of unusual radio frequency activities here, you know?
So
it may also be very unhealthy, you know?
Yes, yes. So you don't get news of what's happening then from your radio?
Little. I can pick up the news about 11 o'clock on one station I can get. Just about 1 a.m. station I pick up. But it's the Japanese news, so
uh-huh.
It's quite controlled, you know?
Uh-huh.
NHK news at 11 o'clock at night.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And then
in the afternoon, huh?
So considering your status, you're not in their news, I guess.
I'm not what?
You're not in their news, Japan.
No, it's not much. There are some stories. You know, Pablo, they've been calling me the former world champion forever and ever, right?
Yes.
Every time they write about me, they call me the former world champion.
Yeah.
Articles will call me the former world champion like three or four times. They just constantly repeat it. So people get the message that I'm a has-been, I'm not the current champion, you know what I mean?
Yes,
it's not true.
I'm surprised.
Yeah, but now the Jews have taken it a step further.
Uh-huh.
It's kind of old hat for them to call me the former world champion, right?
Right.
And maybe they don't get a kick out of it anymore, right?
Right.
They said it so much. Now you know what they're calling me?
What?
Former chess grandmaster, Bobby Fischer.
So they tried to demote you now?
Yeah, I'm not even a grandmaster anymore, according to the Jewish press. See, this is from the Asahi Shimbun, Thursday, September 9th, 2004.
Uh-huh.
And the article is Fischer wins deportation delay. Former chess grandmaster Bobby Fischer stayed one move ahead of U.S. authorities on Wednesday when he won a delay in efforts to deport him from Japan, etc.
Really?
So now I'm a former grandmaster, but my understanding of the title of grandmaster from FIDE is it's a permanent title for all your life.
Yes, that's right.
But they're calling me the former grandmaster. They're calling me the former world champion when I've never been beaten and I offered absolutely perfectly fair conditions to play Karpov, right?
That's right.
But this criminal, Kasparov, right?
Yes.
He lost a prearranged match to Kravnik for the so-called world championship, right?
Right.
It was prearranged, by the way. Incredible. He lost on purpose to create a new world champion, a new Jew champion, Kravnik.
Mm-hmm.
But they still call Kasparov the world champion.
Even though
I've never been beaten, but they call me the former world champion, right? But they still call Kasparov the world champion, even though he played and was beaten.
That's right.
In a world so-called world championship match. But now they're going a step further, they're calling me former grandmaster. Soon they'll be calling me former master, then former chess player, then former human being, former everything, right? And they're making me a I'm pushing, no?
I guess so.
Well, these Jews, they stay up at night thinking, how, what's a new fresh way to insult Fisher, you know what I mean?
I guess so.
So this is the latest. I'm a former grandmaster.
You're not the former champion.
I'm not the former champion. I'm not even a grandmaster. I'm a former grandmaster.
That's funny, huh?
Yeah.
They won't stop at anything.
They won't stop at anything. I want to just... there's a very interesting little article in the paper. You know, the U.S., they want to put me in prison, right?
Yeah, that's right.
And they made that very, very clear, right?
Right.
But I was reading an article about Indonesia here.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a case in Indonesia where there was a mine, some mine company. This is from the International Herald Tribune, Tuesday, September 28th.
Okay.
2004.
Right.
U.S. objects to Indonesia on detentions. Now, it's a very short article. It'll take about a minute to read it, okay?
Go ahead.
This is Agence France Presse, Jakarta. Ralph Boyce, the U.S. ambassador, met with President Megawati Soekarno Putri on Monday to object to the detention of five executives from the Indonesian subsidiary of Newmont Mining, a U.S. mining company.
Mm-hmm.
We are concerned about our people, Boyce told reporters at the presidential palace. Indonesia was holding five Newmont executives over allegations that the company, the world's largest gold miner, had polluted Buyat Bay, causing widespread sickness. Newmont denies the charges. The company mine is on Sulawesi, a northern island. A human rights group dealing in health affairs has said that 30 people died after suffering from symptoms similar to those of Minamata disease, a disorder caused by pollution.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to, just Mrs. Mina talking, that Minamata was an accident they had here, a pollution accident they had in Japan some years ago. I think it's mercury poisoning. A lot of people were killed and crippled.
Mm-hmm.
Hundreds of people, if I recollect, okay?
Okay.
A disorder caused by pollution. Boyce said that he believed a solution would be found. The Newmont mine began production in 1996, but it finished looking for gold almost 3 years ago. Processing of ore from its stockpile was expected to end last month, followed by several weeks of cleaning. Several weeks of cleaning? 30 people have died. How are you going to clean that up in 3 weeks, right? In a few weeks.
Yeah.
So, here you are. The U.S. ambassador is concerned about these five executives who are being held. They haven't been convicted, right? They're just being held. Because that 30 people at least have died, right?
Right.
Maybe hundreds of people are sick, or thousands of people are sick, right?
That's right.
Because of this American company. But he wants to get them released, right?
Mm-hmm.
But me, who has done nothing wrong, who has brought honor and glory to the country, U.S., the filthy U.S., they want to put me in prison, right?
Right.
Because I beat the Jews in chest, and because I tell the truth about the Jews in the U.S., you see?
Mm-hmm.
You see, there's a different attitude, right?
That's right.
The U.S. ambassador wants to get these executives free, but the U.S. wants to put me in jail, right?
That's right.
These guys have killed probably at least 30 people and poisoned hundreds of thousands of others, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Wow.
Because he doesn't want to let Indonesian justice take its course, right?
That's right.
He says, we are concerned about our people. That Boyce, he's the ambassador, U.S. ambassador to Indonesia, told reporters at the presidential palace. And then he says, Boyce said he believed a solution would be found.
Mm-hmm.
To get them out of jail, no?
So that's what they're doing now. But
yeah, so you see what filthy hypocrites they are, huh?
Yeah.
You know, it's very similar over there in Afghanistan. You remember the wedding party?
Uh-huh.
Where they killed like about 50 Afghanistan people at a wedding party.
Yes, it's all about that.
Because they have the habit at weddings in some of these countries of shooting guns in the air, right?
That's right.
So they just bombed the whole place and killed about 50 people, right?
Uh-huh. Yes.
And then you know how much they paid per person?
Uh-huh.
The U.S.?
How much?
About $100 per person they killed.
Oh, yeah?
But, you know, for the trade center, you know how much the average family is getting for each person who died in there?
I don't know. How much?
$1 million.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
So for their own people, Americans, they give $1 million per person, right?
Uh-huh.
To the families. To the Afghanistan families, they give $100 per person, you see?
Well, sir. The big difference.
Yeah. What is it? I don't know. Thousands of times difference, right?
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
Wow, so big, yeah. you don't think that they'd be bringing you somewhere else for a long time?
Well, I don't know. I'm very, very worried about this radiation here.
Yeah.
Also, the person who wants to deport me is the Justice Minister Nozawa.
Nozawa?
Yeah, Nozawa. But he now is not the Justice Minister anymore.
Oh, really?
He's got Koizumi, their Prime Minister, he reshuffled the cabinet. So the new Justice Minister is Keiko Nono.
No,
she's
Nono.
A woman.
Oh.
And she's a former nurse.
Uh-huh.
See, Nono later became an executive board member of the Japanese Nursing Association.
Okay.
Nursing Federation. I think she's it's a former nursing professor. So my mother was a nurse, so maybe,
you
take that into account, you know?
Yes, yes.
I hope so. Regard for the nursing profession, you know?
Yes, yes. I hope so.
She's the new Justice Minister, but I don't expect much from these people. They're all so much under the U.S. thumb, you know?
have you tried talking to the new Justice Minister in a way?
No, I haven't. I should try to contact her, you know.
I think you should.
As I say, my mother was a nurse, and if you go to my internet website there,
mm-hmm.
There's an article by my mother.
What
about nursing? Have you seen that article?
Yes, I did.
Can I give that website again?
Please, go ahead.
That's http://home.att.ne.jp/moon/fisher/. And Fisher is spelled F-I-S-C-H-E-R.
Wow.
So there's an article in there by my mother about nursing. I think people would find it very interesting. It's a very, very brilliant article.
Yes, I
read it about 50 years ago.
That's right.
Yeah.
All right. Bobby, we've got to close down now. Any other message you would like to give to our listeners here in the Philippines?
Well, I'd like people to get out in front of the filthy U.S. and the filthy Japanese embassies in Manila, and I'd like to see them be sending letters to their newspapers.
Mm-hmm.
And I think one paper I know in the Philippines, they have they publish short messages from the phone, right?
Yeah.
Which one is that? That's
the
Inquirer, right? The Inquirer, yeah.
Yes.
People should be sending messages about this. It's an absolute outrage in every way, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And now the U.S. wants to have a hearing. I have appealed this passport revocation, you know? That's all on the Internet when you go there. But the point is, you know, the U.S. wants to have they want to have the hearing right in here in the prison.
Uh-huh.
Which is nonsense. How in the world can I prepare for such a hearing in prison, right?
Yeah, that's right.
You know, outrageous, you know?
Yeah, okay.
I don't know whether the prison has agreed to allow it, even if I would accept it. But I think it's totally outrageous to have a hearing this passport revocation here in prison, you know?
Yes, yes.
They have to let me out of here.
Oh, right.
I've been here almost 3 months, Pablo.
Uh-huh.
3 months.
3 months.
And then now they're trying to kill me with nuclear radiation.
I hope not. Yeah. All right. Bobby? Call me again.
Well, sicken me with nuclear radiation, which is actually worse. I would much rather be obliterated in a nuclear bomb than to get radiation sickness, you know?
That would be the worst kind of death if it's true, huh?
Yeah.
All right. So, Bobby, we've got to go.
Okay, Pablo, thank you.
Call me again, whatever development happens there, okay?
Okay, Pablo.
Yeah.
Can I just say one more thing?
Go ahead.
Just take a minute.
All right.
This baseball player, I don't know, have you been following this Ichiro story?
Oh, yes, I know that. I'm not really following it, but I've heard about him.
Okay, well, I think he's about to break, or he's already just broken some old hits in his season or something, right?
Uh-huh.
Right?
Yeah.
He's playing for an American team, I think the Seattle, what, Mariners or something, I don't know.
Okay.
So my point, first of all, Ichiro has no business playing for the United States, for United States teams. Because the United States dropped atom bombs on Hiroshima and Nagasaki. Right? You should not forget that.
Yeah.
Should not forgive that. Especially since the U.S. has never apologized.
Mm-hmm.
The U.S. at least would apologize officially. Okay. You could try to forgive, right?
Yeah.